Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Baby, by the OJs, of all things.
Bam!
Not only a great song, but prophetic. What you say?
They smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
So, everyone has been breathlessly talking and retalking and rehashing the fact that OJ Simpson got parole today. He's not actually out, but his parole hearing says, okay, well, you know, you can have you finish out this couple months, and then we'll let you out. Or does he get out today? Is he immediately out? He's into probation.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, so whatever. Well, here, okay, I'm so, like, turned off by this for just a couple reasons, okay? So I will preview the three reasons. Chi-Chi, and you tell me which one is the reason that you want to hear first.
It'll be released in October.
In October. Okay. Just in time for Halloween. So, would you like to hear reason one that I could care less, reason two I could care less, or reason three?
Three.
Okay, reason three is this. I was coming into work today, and I listened to other radio stations because I just want to hear what other people are talking about. I mean, that's, you know, you got to be on the pulse.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was listening to JT the Brick with Looney, and they were talking about that it was that if you put down $300 on O.J. Simpson being paroled, you would only get $100 back. So people were actually betting on the parole hearing.
You could do this?
You can bet on anything in Las Vegas. Seriously.
Okay.
But here's what concerned me. And as I was listening, and they were kind of talking about how crazy it was, too. And I was like, you know what this is going to lead to? It's going to lead to, like, you know, take this down the road, you know, sci-fi style.
All right.
Are we going to start?
Metal alligators?
Listen, how long is it before some place, you know, TBN or something? Some, you know, starts televising parole hearings.
Yeah. And turns those parole hearings into the running man.
And if they do it, well, no. Just parole hearings. And people can bet on whether or not they're going to be free or not. And you watch these live parole hearings and basically bet on that.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, we already have court TV.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, my God, Court TV was started with O.J. Simpson. No, it was not. Who was the Kennedy? Who was the Kennedy that got accused of rape?
Oh.
And they had to use the blue dot over the woman's face? Like that one. That one was the one that really put – I watch that every day. So, you know, I'm not really a big reality TV guy. You know, I watch, like, you know, American Ninja and that kind of stuff, but I'm not a reality TV person necessarily. And so the thought of people,
William
Kennedy. Yep. He got off, man. I'm not so sure he should have, but he got off, but she was looking to make some money. It sounded like,
oh yeah.
I mean, I watched every day of that dang trial. It was incredible. Like can't come out to play. I was in college. Can't come out to play watching William Kennedy Smith trial.
Watch a court TV.
Dear God. But do you want, I mean, parole, so that the next step is obviously, you know, parole hearings.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
because
the next step.
Because what everyone was talking about is everyone was riveted to this.
Yeah, no.
And everyone was like actually like watching it and being riveted to it. And I mean, you could always do the backstory of like, you know, you could have the music. So it's like jump, 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 JT. was convicted in 1995 of, you know,
stuff.
Lots of stuff.
Taking stuff.
Yes.
Breaking stuff.
Yep.
Driving stuff. Like, yep. Stole it.
Yep. Rape, robbery, arson, and rape.
What'd you say, rape twice?
I like rape.
Oh.
Quote, unquote.
Quote, guy that's getting paroled.
Yes. So anyway, but he, you know, so he goes, well, and then you have two announcers there. Well, Linda, you know, that's quite a crime. But since he's been in prison, you know, he's been a member of the library committee, and, you know, he was on student council, you know, all the things you do in prison. Like, you know, he was in charge of the weights out by the weight room.
Became a preacher.
Oh, yeah, all of that stuff. So let's bring him in. It's like, bomp, 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 you know, like Judge Wapner or something. In fact, it would be exactly like Judge Wapner. And you can't tell me that someone isn't already thinking, like, we need to make this. Celebrity parole hearings. I mean, you could have had Dennis Hastert. You could have had all sorts of people who, you know, all these people who are in jail. And I don't know whether I think it's a good idea or a bad idea. But this is the third reason why I am not caring anything about watching a parole hearing today. I don't want to contribute to the hysterical. All of a sudden, we need a whole channel dedicated to watching patrol. I mean, Court TV has made a long, long tradition of just following interesting court cases. Now they can sort of, go.
You know what song they can release if they win, they get released? I got the perfect song.
Okay, what's the perfect song? So, wait. Oh, yeah. And, Mr. Simpson, we find your parole to be granted. Yes, you have anything to say, Mr. Simpson? Orenthal? Is it really? You got anything else you want to say? Yes?
I'm coming out. And I want the world to know.
And he's just walking right now. He's just
doing the strut.
Yes. Oh, my God. OJ Simpson. So anyway, that's number three reason why I really was not interested in the drama. So now you got one.
Number one.
Okay, number one is probably the biggest reason, and it's this. And this is Abby Normal, and this is the same reason why I'm sure Big Fuzz is probably with me in this particular sentiment. When we were young cubs growing up in the radio business, so we're talking 95 was my first year. And Big Fuzz was probably right around the same time. Anyway, we got our first real break, if you will, as producers for KTLK 760 here.
Bam.
Yeah, and so what happened was is that they were changing over. And so in order to do that, they started covering the O.J. Simpson trial. Gavel to gavel coverage. And so we as the producers would be in there having to, you know, run our shifts and do all the kind of stuff that we had to do as it would go. I mean, literally 7 a.m. to, you know, 10 a.m. to whenever it had ended. Every single day. All we did was watch. I mean, the only thing that would be on the TV would be CNN or Fox or whatever it was, just a Court TV, whomever, talking about the O.J. Simpson trial, you know, the Bruno Mali that was found at the rear prints that was not, you know, admitted into evidence, the screw up with the gloves, the you know, if the gloves don't fit, you can't acquit, you must acquit or whatever it was, all the ridiculousness. For months, all the ridiculousness. You know, the sliming of you know, both sides. I mean, it was just despicable with, like, people believing he was guilty and people believing he was innocent and just the fight and all of the nonsense that came on around it culturally. I mean, we were right in the middle of it every single day for the whole length of the trial. So, you know, my day was wake up, see what's happening on TV with the O.J. Simpson trial, drive into work, see what was going on with the O.J. Simpson trial, leave from work, watch a little bit more from the O.J. Simpson trial, go to bed. And that's what I did every day. Every day for the entire thing. So let me tell you, when I think back fondly in my addled brain about my time as a young cub in radio, there are all sorts of things that I think back into it and enjoy about my time in radio. There's a freedom about being in radio, particularly AM radio, that is just not normal to other jobs. And back then, there was a lot more freedom than there is now, even. But the one blotch on those fond memories is having to sit there and go through the grab-and-dinger O.J. Simpson trial for 7-8 months. Dear God, please no. So you think that I'm going to go over that again? By talking O.J. Simpson again?
No.
Yeah, get out of my courtroom. And that monkey, too.
Wait, there's monkeys here?
Yeah, those green monkeys.
Oh, the green monkeys. But they're taking care of the greens. You know?
Yeah, not in this case, they weren't.
The British Open. No, no. No, wrong place.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.